Vegas Golden Podcast. I'm Case Kiefer along with Justin Emerson as we continue our A Player Per Day preview series. And player number six is jersey number five, Derek England.
Clever.
A guy who, thank you, a guy who there's no disputing what he means to this organization. Ever since he was drafted in the expansion draft, knew he was going to mean a lot to Las Vegas. Some argue even that he should have his statue put out in front of a T-Mobile Arena someday after his October 1 speech. But hold off chiseling that statue just yet because he's back for one more year. Signed a one-year deal for right around the league minimum in the offseason. So Derek England experience will go another year, Justin.
Yep, that's right. And everything that you just said, he kind of etched himself into Vegas hockey lore forever before they even played a game on October. Well, I guess they had played two road games before they had even played a home game with that speech that he had. There's no taking away what he means to not just the organization, but to the city of Las Vegas, to just all Golden Knights fans. He is back, league minimum salary, $700,000 this year. Performance bonuses that can push it up to $1.5 million. That would count against the cap, but with performance bonuses that can be pushed to next year if they go over, not really worth getting into. And it seems based on what those, it's games played bonuses, ice time, a lot of those are going to be attainable. So he's going to make more than $700,000 this year, almost certainly. But yeah, he's the team's unofficial captain. He's 37 years old and back for another season in Vegas.
We can finally beat the streak of saying this guy's entering his prime.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, it is.
Feels like we've said that the last five podcasts. But yeah, 37 years old, and I think that's certainly a concern. England 2 years ago had a very solid season, I think way better than anyone expected. He put up career highs in points and I think some other things. And then you saw it regress a little bit last year. Not unexpected. Like you said, he's getting older. I think you could swallow that kind of from what he means to the team. But if there's much more drop-off, this could be a real position of concern, I feel like.
Yeah, I think you're right. Depending on how he... I would say that his role didn't seem to diminish much last year. Like, even as they were surging into the playoffs, he led the team in playoff ice time. Throughout the regular season, he led the team in shorthanded time on ice. So it's not exactly like they were treating a then 36-year-old as a guy who was kind of taking a farewell tour around the league. They were definitely, he was an integral part of the team last year. I'm kind of curious as to what his role on the team is going to be this year. He was playing on the top line or the top pairing, going against other teams' best forwards a lot of times. Last year at the end of the season once he was paired with Nate Schmidt. This year, as we had kind of mentioned in the Nate Schmidt podcast that we did yesterday, I'm not quite sure he's going to be in that top four role. I can kind of see his role this year being on that bottom pairing, helping out whichever rookie wins the job to kind of help them out, ease them into the league, as well as continuing to kill penalties, which I do believe that he will do.
I've said enough good things about him, excuse me, now that I feel like I can speak my true thoughts of what you just said. He better not be a top four defenseman. I feel like that would just be setting up the Golden Knights for, I don't want to say disaster, but something close to that. I mean, you got into a little bit of the numbers. So did I. He certainly declined last year. But, I mean, you don't even have to use the numbers if you just watch. I mean, he looks like he doesn't move as fluidly as the rest of the guys. It seems like he made some mistakes out there that led to some really crucial goals at times. I just think top four defensemen at this stage, at a 37-year-old's career, and most 37-year-old's career, so it's not even really a knock just against England. I just feel like that should be out of the question. For some reason, I have a feeling it's not. Maybe even at the beginning of the year, we're still going to see him in a huge workload. But I just think that this is a guy that really needs to take on a reduced role.
Father Time's undefeated, right? I mean, last year he had his fewest points and goals in a season that he had had in 4 years. According to Corsica, which is an advanced stat site, he was worth the team worst negative 1.1 win above replacement. So if you're a baseball fan, it's a lot more popular in baseball, but wins above replacement also applies to hockey, and he was worth negative value, at least according to that metric. We also kind of saw it as kind of a function of the players that he played with. When he was with Shea Theodore to start the year. They were a pretty good pair. And then when Theodore moved to playing with McNabb, Theodore's numbers shot up while McNabb's stayed similar. And then the opposite happened with Nate Schmidt, who was playing well with McNabb and then saw his numbers drop. And these are possession numbers as far as Corsi, expected goals percentage, goals for percentage, which is a fancy way of saying plus minus. So a lot of these stats dropped when players were with England, and that is not a good look for our guy. And maybe it's that McNabb is an underratedly, potentially elite defensive player who's boosting everybody else. Or maybe it's that they're now playing with a slower 36-year-old. I'm going to go ahead and say it's probably a little bit of both. But there's a lot of defensemen on this team. Derek England, I think I'd be surprised if he were to play all 82 games this year. I think there's going to be a little bit more rotation into the blue line. You've still got Nick Holden, a rookie defenseman, who are going to be playing. So, yeah, I can't see Derek England having that same kind of impact and role that he had last year and the year before. But, I was kind of surprised to see the role that he had toward the end of last season. So he's clearly very well respected by the team, the coaching staff. So they might want to play him.
Yeah, I mean, it has been a surprise both years. I think even coming into the first year, there was talk when they drafted him that, you know, he's going to be a healthy scratch a lot of nights.
And then he was good. Yeah, he was pretty good 2 years
the
ago.
The key defenseman. I don't know. I mean, I think we should go back to when he did agree to this, the league minimum salary, to come back. I think there was a sense for people that really follow the team and closely that maybe last year was it for Derek England. Maybe he would retire, and I know nothing of it. This is just me postulating, but I thought maybe, you know, he's so tied to the organization, he could retire, get a front office job, still be involved with the team. And I still don't know if I still think maybe the only reason that didn't happen is because he was so resolute in saying he wanted to play one more year, right? He said, I still want to play. I still think I have something. I hope it's here, I believe, if I remember his words right. And I think that put the Golden Knights organization in a spot where if you can lock the guy up at league minimum, you pretty much have to. But I think that's going to put a microscope on him this year.
Yeah, and I don't think that he sees this as his last year either. He had mentioned he wants to be here. He's said that multiple times. Everybody knows that he's not exactly from here, but he made his home in Las Vegas even before the Golden Knights were a twinkle in Bill Foley's eye. But he mentioned that one story that he said at his press conference when he came back was that he had heard that anybody that retired had regret that they didn't play longer, and very few people have regretted playing those couple extra years. I think he's going to keep going for as long as somebody in the NHL is going to give him a job. Whether or not that's the Golden Knights, you start looking into next year and you figure a rookie defenseman this year will probably be ready to take a spot. Maybe next year they'll have another one ready to go. They've got a couple of free agents on the blue line, John Merrill, Nick Holden, Derek England. All their contracts expire, so maybe there's room for him next year, but maybe there's not, and he might kind of get forced out. I think in an ideal world, a lot of Golden Knights fans would maybe like to see him play this year and then kind of retire as a Golden Knight. And like you said, kind of move into a front office job, whether it's on the hockey operation side or a community ambassador, or whatever they call these, the retired players that kind of do these jobs as kind of an honorary role. But yeah, I mean, he's going to be a Golden Knight. He's going to be part of Golden Knights history forever. How long he'll be a Golden Knight on the ice, this very well could be the last season.
And that when he is actually on the ice, I feel like now we'll try to put the pendulum back the other way. What are some things where you still think he could provide value? I know his wins above replacement we already said was pretty bad last year. But there's got to be, I mean, the Golden Knights wouldn't have signed him if they thought he was totally worthless, I guess, to put it bluntly. Where can he still help this team?
I think on the penalty kill. And I think that's a big spot, because you look at the defensemen that they had on the penalty kill last year, and it was Braden McNabb and Derek England who did a lot of that heavy lifting. And then they had, you know, a couple of other guys filtering in here and there, but it was England and McNabb that were doing that, and it was a strong penalty kill percentage that Vegas had. So I think that his best look is this season is going to be on the penalty kill, and that's a spot where you don't necessarily need to be as fast. He's still a physical player. He's not the fighter that he was earlier in his career, but to be able to push guys out in front of the net, you know, he blocked a lot of shots, and those things are important. I think another thing is going to be kind of helping to usher in the rookie defenseman that makes the team. And he did it with Shea Theodore for a year and a half. He played on Theodore's right side, and Theodore was the young, exciting offensive defenseman while England was more stay at home, let the other people get the points. And I think that's something that could help a Nick Hague or a Jimmy Schult to be able to play on their natural left side, to be able to not be afraid to jump into a rush because they know that England isn't going to jump into it. And he's going to be that kind of steadying force back behind the play. So he definitely has a role on the team. I don't think that, like you said, they wouldn't have signed him if they thought that he didn't provide any value. And we'll see just exactly how much he plays coming up.
Yeah, such a great point on the penalty kills. I think that's a little easy to gloss over when you're looking at all this, you know, his total numbers and looking at overall value. But he really was an important player on the penalty kill. And like you said, his style of play, you could still see it being valuable to the penalty kill again this year. So I think if just for that, getting him on the league minimum salary, what he meant, I don't necessarily think this is a bad thing looking in hindsight, although I will readily admit I was among the group that was like, okay, Derek England should be done after last year. It was a great story, had, you know, one of the best years of his career, probably the best year out of nowhere. Last year I thought was a little more of a liability. This year, I just think we've talked about it, but I just think the best way the Golden Knights can use him is to really limit those minutes, have him even be a scratch some nights, still use him on the penalty kill. But I really think that's the one and only approach you should be doing with 37-year-old Derek England.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think this is a guy whose days of playing on that top pairing and getting 20-plus minutes a night may be over, but he still provides value in other facets of the game for sure.
All right, well, that's the summary of Derek England going into this year. As always, we like to sign this off with a prop bet. This week, I've had to make
under
our own on on all of these because the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook only had some of the more marquee players. We're wading into the defense and hint ahead the deeper lines for the rest of this week. So Derek England, I actually went with an interesting one. I didn't know what the route of our conversation was going to be, but I think it fits with it a little bit. I went Derek England over under games played.
Ooh, okay, interesting. I like that one.
You called my last line of Nate Schmidt terrible, so I'm hoping this one
it was pretty bad.
I'm hoping this one isn't terrible. I went with Derek England over under games played 64.5.
Ooh, that is not a terrible line.
I feel like there's a lot of variance in this because I could see the Golden Knights being stubborn and still wanting him in a lot of games, yeah. But honestly, if
he's had,
he probably should play less than that, but just from a production standpoint, but from a, you know, what the Golden Knights think to do, it might be over. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, let's see. The last 5 years of his career, he's been over that total. He's been over 7 times in the 9 full seasons that he's played in the NHL. So that would lead me to think over. His time on ice has been pretty similar, I think. I'm trying to get the...
Yeah, right around 20 minutes last season, 2017, 2 years ago. 18-20 with his final season in Calgary.
Yeah, so 64.5, you said?
Yeah.
I think that they are going to play him. I don't think he's going to spend a lot of healthy nights in the press box. So I'm going to take over on that one, but that's one that I could absolutely see going either way.
At least I made you think a little bit. I'm going to go under. Just, he's also 37. I know he doesn't have an injury history, but you never know. He can always get banged up.
He's been durable, but I mean, those legs are another year older, I guess, and he might not be healthy for 64.5 games, and he might, you know, spend some time on the IR or if he's banged up to sit him. But no, you're right. I think if he's healthy for sure, I think he gets over it. I don't think that they're going to give him a lot of healthy scratches, but being healthy isn't a guarantee at this age.
It's also kind of weird me picking against these numbers that I made up myself.
But
yeah.
There is that.
Keep going under. You're going to go over. I'm just happy, even if I totally whiff on the last three ones we do this week. These are the five I made numbers on. At least we disagreed on one. So I had one that wasn't a completely terrible line. Well, that does it for Derek England, the latest member of our A Player a Day preview series. For Justin, I'm Case. Hope you join us tomorrow for more Vegas Golden Podcast.